Welcome back to another episode of Hold On Tightly. My name's Hunter, I'm 21, and Merriam Dictionary's new definition of obesity.
Hi, I'm Taylor, I'm 22, and I ate so much Taco Bell that they gave me employee of the month.
And today, on this episode, we actually have a special guest in my cousin Andrew. He's 18, and he's actually set the world record for being on the longest hunger strike. So, you have a new job, mold right, plastics, right?
Yeah.
How do you like that so far?
It's hard on your feet because you have to stand all day. So, my feet hurt the most. Like, my body aches, but, I mean, 12-hour shifts, like, 2 or 3 times a week.
But you usually... Every other, like, factory job or any other job that you've worked, you've only done, like, 8-hour shifts. So, it has to be pretty... Working an extra 4 hours a day, you're definitely going to feel that difference after...
Yeah, but, I mean, it's not too bad because I'm constantly busy. And you know me, if I go to work and I'm not busy, I don't see a point in being at work at all. That's why I'll never take a fucking job.
I wanted to start that lawn care business with you. Because I know...
Your dad shut that down real quick.
Well, no. He was actually down to support it. And, you know, he would help finance the stuff as well.
He just wanted to see...
He wanted to see us actually do something. Yeah. And show the initiative and...
Well, I mean, the fact to do it. More you.
Yeah, it was definitely more me.
Because I already had lawns that I was doing.
No, that's what I'm saying. Like go out and get more lawns and stuff like that. And he already said that he would have got us, you know... a small truck and a smaller trailer so that way we could actually bring our equipment to these places. You know, snow blow some of the trailer parks around here where you have your older people that don't want to go outside or
can't do it at all.
And then not even like, you know, charge only like $10 to snow blow the whole driveway just as a starter. And then once you actually get to that point where your name's out there more by word of mouth and stuff like that, you can start charging more because you have more customers, so it takes more time out of your day and out of your life to actually do it, so you have to keep making that income because you're not going to be able to make a life off of doing, you know, 30 houses a month at $10. You know, it's only $300.
That's literally like half my paycheck. Yeah. Yes.
Yeah, it's 300. I had to do the quick math. But no, I was actually gonna apply to Mold Right. I kept having like, oh, why don't you go apply to Mold Right? And I was like, I don't want to do a 12-hour shift. And they weren't paying that much at that time. They were only paying like, I think it was $11.50 or $12.
Yeah, now I get paid $13.25 or $13.75.
So it's worth it a little bit more. But I've worked... You know, I've worked like 16-hour shifts before when I worked for this one company, and I honestly hated it because I was sore, my feet hurt, it put me in a bad mood because of how sore I was, and I was just a bigger asshole than what I usually am, and I really did not like that. I've definitely don't want a job either where I'm working a graveyard shift because I've worked one when I worked for a different company, and that one, it wasn't bad. Like, I could stay up during the whole time. It was just the fact of...
And then you ended up sleeping in all day.
Yeah, you would, I'd get back to the house about 7 o'clock. I'd fall asleep around 8:30, and I wouldn't wake up until, you know, 4 or 5 in the evening, and... Then I only have 4 hours or about 3.5 hours of my day until I had to go back to work and do it all over again.
Yeah.
And the pay wasn't, you were getting minimum wage for doing that, you know?
Yeah, at that time it was probably only like $11.25, wasn't it?
It was around 11.
Because that was probably minimum wage back then.
Yeah, it was.
I think $11 something is still minimum wage right now.
Yeah, $11.10, I think it's at. Or $11.80. $11.80, I think it is. But,
Which,
it's not bad, but like, sucks. I could go apply to, you know, like Walmart or something like that, where they're actually paying good for their employees. for doing the same thing that I did at that other job. You know, I think Walmart's at like $13.75 or something like that. That's really
good. Which around here, that's not bad.
No, like the cost of living is decently cheap for the most part, but at the same time, you have...
You can get really screwed over with some parts. Yeah,
definitely. Because with certain companies and stuff like that, they definitely... They're always bringing new people in, so mm-hmm. you're always on thin ice.
Yeah.
Like, even if you're a top employee, you're always going to be on thin ice, because there's always going to be someone better than you at something. There's always going to be someone that's stronger than you, you know, that can do the job better than what you can.
Yeah.
So that's what you have to watch out for. But, no, I give you props. I'm glad that you're actually happy.
Well, at Mold-Rite, they constantly hire people.
Yeah. But they're like, a big factory, so...
People also, like, there's quite a lot of people that quit because it's too hard on them. Like, they go in thinking that, like, oh, this is going to be easy. It's just going to be, like, another normal job. And then they get into their first 12-hour shift, and, like, halfway through, I'll see them, like, exhausted, and they want to just... I've actually seen one dude literally just leave.
Yeah, I've...
Because he was like, no, I can't do this. I thought this was going to be a lot easier, and this is actually much harder.
I don't think that I've ever not... Or actually... I think I've left a job before, because I was done with it. Like, I didn't like the way that the people were treating me. They were treating me like complete shit. That when I would actually bust my ass doing mm-hmm. stuff... You know, like,
I think I know what place you're talking about.
Yeah, I would do 10 times more than what I was supposed to. I would even, after I was done all my shit, I would help the other employees that worked there.
Catch them up and everything.
Yeah, catch them up. And then the supervisor that I had, he would pull stuff off shelves and stuff like that. And I would put all that stuff away. And for them to all tell me that I wasn't doing my job, that I wasn't busting my ass hard enough and stuff like that, because I left one day because at the time I was using my dad's car and he had a catering for his business that he had to go all the way to Beekmantown for at a certain time. He had to go all the way to the school.
Yeah.
Where...
That's like a, what, like a 20...
It's about a 20-minute drive. But it's about... With everything that he had, because he had a lot of shit, it was about 25 to half an hour just to load everything up.
Yeah.
And then to be out there for 7:30. So he had to have the car back early. So I went and talked to my supervisor. I told him everything about the situation and stuff. And he got snappy with me. And then after that, and after he was telling me that I wasn't busting my ass and stuff, I was kind of just thought to myself, like, do I really deserve to get treated like this? Do I really need this job that badly? Like, there's other stuff where... out there where I'm going to get treated with more respect and stuff like that. So I walked right up to the supervisor and I was just like, look, you're right. I'm not busting my ass hard enough. I quit. And I walked right out. You know, but I'm glad that, like I said, that you're happy at your job, that it's something that you actually don't mind doing. But
yeah, it took me a while to find that.
How's Duncan going, babe?
Oh, hi, guys. Yeah, I'm here.
No, it's you gotta right. do it in the southern accent.
Yeah. Oh, I know, right? No, I leave that for the customers.
Oh, okay.
That's their special.
But how is your job going?
It's alright, you know? I'm not gonna bash any company. They're a good company. I'm not gonna say anything bad about them.
You know, still just hate it because we're... You just... You just hate work no matter what, because work is work.
Yeah, work is work. You're always...
Yeah, everyone's gonna hate
work. You're always gonna have...
Unless it's your passion.
Yeah, you're always gonna have that asshole that you deal with, that either being an employee or a customer. You're always gonna have that one person that comes back in and complains.
Oh god, we get a lot of those customers.
You have those fucking Karens.
Yeah,
customers basically. Are rough.
Those boomers.
Those boomers.
You at least get yelled at probably... The least amount, maybe 10 times a day by a customer.
Yeah. Damn, I didn't know that.
That's why I told, like I said, I could not work fast food.
I wouldn't be able to work
fast food. Any type of food service job.
I have too many, I'm not even going to lie, I have too many anger issues.
Me too, I don't have a filter, I will you tell people just to.
You
guys
wouldn't be able to handle when we had our price change. You know how many people were so upset the increase in prices? And asking us employees to put them back where they used to be. Like, well, it's not my fault.
That's like CEO decisions. Yeah. That's not even the manager of that one Dunkin'. No. That's if like CEO. If a flavor
goes out, like, it's done for the season. You have to wait until next Valentine's Day or next Christmas. They're like, bring it back. Why can't you order anymore? Why do you not have that?
Because it's seasonal.
But they don't understand it. They blame the workers that are only employed to pour their coffee.
Pour their coffee or grab their donuts.
Yeah, but they make it our fault. It's like we own the business and we control the prices.
No, you just run the business, make sure that it stays running.
We've actually had to call the cops on someone recently.
That sucks.
It's just how it is, especially in the area that we have our locations, not the exact best.
Oh, yeah. No.
Because you're secluded pretty much from everything. Because, like, all the other ones that I've seen around, they have more traffic going by them that actually know that they're there, that get to see that, like, with the traffic thing, you're going to get more traffic that's going by them than the one that's going by you. You have, like, a certain area that knows that you're there.
Yeah, that affects our business, like,
a lot.
That's why our hours get cut a lot, is because we're not making enough. But why I'm saying that our location's bad is because we're in the rundown part of where we live.
Yeah.
Versus the city where it's more updated. So yeah, we get like those certain type of customers coming in, and we have to, us as workers, we actually have to take health, you know, cautions.
Yeah.
Because in our Dunkin', we actually have to worry about finding needles in our trash cans, which happen all the time.
Damn.
But I can't imagine working a job where if I'm cleaning the bathroom and there's needles in the trash can.
Like, and then accidentally, your hand getting pricked by it or something?
Yeah, like if your hand accidentally gets pricked by it because you don't know it's in there.
Definitely going to want to instantly go to the hospital.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah. Us as workers, we've talked about what we would actually do if you actually
did get pricked by a needle like, that you found in the trash can, the worker instantly goes to the hospital just in case?
Oh, yeah. Us as a person, not that the manager...
We're like, I'm out! I'm going. Don't want AIDS.
That's what we all say.
Or, you know, I don't want a heroin addict.
And leave.
Oh, yeah. I would punch your manager in the face if he didn't let you go. Like, I would literally leave my job.
We wouldn't ask. We would just leave.
Oh, I know. But if he were to fire you...
Yeah, because you have that union. You have the workers' union. Yeah, or do you not have one?
No.
Uh-oh. Well, that's...
No, we're just saying as us as a person, we would probably quit. And we would just walk out and go to the hospital. We wouldn't probably... Like, we'll let them know, like, hey, I'm leaving. This is what happened. And...
You fire me, you fire me.
I don't think they'll really blame us for that. Leaving to go to the hospital for that.
Yeah, that's just a health precaution.
The management knows about it, and we're only waiting for a word from higher up, to be honest. Higher than the actual manager for what we can do. Because what can you do from outside trash? You can't really stop people
from doing it. But inside...
bathroom, we can actually close the bathroom to the public and just keep it to the workers.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what we're trying to do, so we're not even more at risk.
Yeah.
But then also you're going to have even more people that get angry
at that. Well,
there's nothing new on that, though. Like, yeah. I'm getting used to being yelled at.
Yeah.
I mean,
at that point, it's kind of like...
But you also do have another fast food restaurant that they could easily just go to that's literally like 100 feet away.
Then that's not their problem.
No.
That's that business.
Well, if they needed to use the bathroom...
Oh, yeah, that's what we're saying. Yeah. We do not have to have one. We only have to have one for workers.
Yeah.
And that's it. We don't have to have one for the public. So we can shut it down. But on the upper hand and everything, it's not such a bad place to work.
Yeah.
Very family oriented.
Very good.
You know, I will say it's a lot of women that work at a Dunkin'. So if you're a man, you don't like working with a lot of women, I want to work there. But it's a really good business to work at.
But...
I don't know, free drinks every once in a while if you work
that,
there.
You get free drinks all day.
That, or if you have a anger temperament and can't handle people bitching at you or, you know, just making a scene because that's just how they are, then I definitely would not apply there. I would not apply to any fast food place.
Have patience.
I would definitely try to find like a factory job or an assembly job where you can get away with, you know, being a little hostile a little more.
Yeah, because then you can just, like, if you work with hammers and shit, you can just get away with fucking banging something, say, and you can just get away with saying, oh, you know, it was just, there was just a bend.
I dropped my hammer.
Or there was just a bend in the machine, so I was just trying to, you know, hit it back.
Yeah. Yeah, you can get away with a lot more with those type of jobs than you can at fast food. But one subject that I wanted to kind of touch on while I have both of these two in the room is, a while ago, I had a dream where these two quote-unquote lovebirds, not really, I had both of them, we were hanging out, and we were in my room at my parents' house, and when I went downstairs, came back up, they were cuddling, I was like, what the fuck, I left again, and I walked back up, and came into the room, and they were actually making out. And, like, I woke up that morning from that dream, and I was so pissed off about the dream. And, like, just my whole day was ruined by it. So, what I'm trying to get at is, if you have a really bad dream, just go back to sleep. That's basically, have a good dream.
I understand where you're coming from. I've had bad dreams. I've been upset with you. Like, I'm like, oh, how dare you cheat on me? You know, like,
yeah.
I understand that everyone has those type of dreams where it feels so real.
Oh, I've had a real feeling of a dream that felt really real, but I haven't had a dream where I'm like, where it'd be about Carly and then I would, like, piss me off or some shit.
No, it doesn't have to be about your partner. It could be,
just be
about,
like,
your
general
family or, like, something.
Oh,
emotional.
Yeah, I've definitely had those.
Where,
before,
like, it seems so real that it actually happened. And you just, like, pissed at either that person that did it or those two people. Like, when I had my dream, I wanted to punch you in the fucking face.
Well, it's a good thing
and
I wasn't there
just,
that night.
No, like, I didn't.
Or in the morning.
I didn't want to hear.
He was mad at me.
Yeah. Like, even though it didn't happen, like, there was just, like, my head was telling me, like, oh, it did happen. And it pissed me off.
Wasn't that literally, like, the night after I left?
I think so. It was like a night or two after. But yeah, so. But I actually have another story. There was, and I don't think Taylor might know about this, but me and Andrew, we actually started hanging out a lot more lately, like the past 2 years, than we usually have growing up. Definitely has helped us bond together, and we're more like brothers than we are cousins at this point.
Yep.
But there was one night that Andrew was staying the night with me. And I think this was before me and Taylor got together.
I don't know. You'll have to explain it a bit more.
But anyways, I asked Andrew. I was like, do you want to go out and do something? You want to, like, go to Walmart or something? And he was like, yeah. And then he was like, how are we going to get the car out of the driveway? My car is really loud. And so, me and Andrew, we snuck down the back stairs at my house.
Mind you, his parents' house, was really fucking dirty.
Like, really dirty.
To where we had to, like, avoid dog shit.
Like, yeah, there was dog shit upstairs that we didn't see, so we couldn't clean it. And the back stairs were just piled with a bunch of
cords,
boxes. Yeah, boxes. Old books
trash
that I used to have, just everything. So we had to, like, and everything was so creaky in that house. So we had to maneuver our way down the stairs and to his car. And I had to have Andrew start it real quick, throw it in neutral. And we ended up pushing his car out of the driveway and down the road a little bit and starting it up. And then we went to Walmart. And it was probably, but it was probably around 8:30 at that time. And I know that Andrew, at the time, or at his age, he wasn't allowed to drive after 9. So
yeah, because I was only 17 at the time,
and I had my license, and I was over 18, so I could drive after 9. But we left Walmart and ran into one of my friends, and I wanted to race. Well, I got into the wrong lane, leaving Walmart.
He wanted to turn. He got into the left. I got turn lane when he wanted to go right.
So I ended up backing up and getting in the right lane, and there was no cars around me.
No, you didn't. You just fucking went straight. No, you just turned right straight away. You didn't back up or anything.
I backed up a little bit. And then, but yeah, anyways, when I did that, I didn't realize that.
Of course, the one car that's actually around us was a sheriff.
It was a sheriff. And I saw it turn around, and I'm like, fuck. And so, me and Andrew, we pulled into a parking lot, and he's like, you know why I pulled you over? And I'm like, yeah, because I got in the wrong lane, and I did it illegally. But, anyways, he's like, that, and you have a brake light out, and
you're a loud exhaust.
A really loud exhaust. And he's like, well, and Andrew's like, yeah, I work for a garage, and I've been trying to ask my boss to see if he could fix it for me so it's not so loud. And the sheriff was like, okay, well, just make sure that you actually get it fixed. And when he came back, he's like, look, I'm not going to give you a ticket because, you know, it wasn't anything big, and being that you work for a garage and everything like that, I know that you'll get it fixed. And then he's like, and personally, I like loud exhaust. I like fast cars. And Andrew, being...
Oh, my car was none of those. It was loud, but just picture a 2005 Scion XB.
The toaster cars.
White, but with a shit ton of rust. And just...
This shit. Horrible. It was a shit box. But anyways.
Yeah, with 200,000 plus miles on it.
But, okay, carfax.com here. Anyways.
I'm just trying to say.
But, the sheriff comes back up and he was like, I like loud cars, I like fast cars and stuff like that. Well, Andrew, being the smartest that he is, being witty, he was like, yeah, I get 0 to 60 in about 6 minutes. And it made the cop laugh, so it made the night so much better. But the whole ride home, we were like, dude, that was a fucking close one. We almost got a fucking ticket for it. And me and him were just talking about it the rest of the night. And then on the way back home, we stopped like halfway down my road. And we ended up pushing the car back into the driveway. And we just went back upstairs. And probably like an hour or two later, we ended up falling asleep. But it was definitely a good moment for us.
A night to remember.
Oh, yeah. It was definitely a story that we could tell our kids.
Oh, for sure. Except I don't think Carly's gonna like that story too much.
It's not about Carly.
Yeah, you're right.
But alright, guys. That's gonna do it for this episode. Thank you for joining us on Hold On Tightly.